The guy in charge of Apple's Beats One radio has left Apple, according to an exclusive by Matthew Garahan in the Financial Times. Ian Rogers was the former CEO of Beats Music when Apple bought it last year, and he came along with the acquisition. Now he's gone. Matthew Garahan is the global media editor for the Financial Times and joins us to talk about it. Welcome to the show, Matthew.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Now, isn't Rogers the guy who hired Zane Lowe, and wasn't he the main creator of Beats One? And isn't he such a big Steve Jobs fanboy that his first ever tattoo was a Next logo? Why would this guy leave?
Big question, and very, very sort of murky at this point. We don't really know why. This was described to me by people who work alongside Ian Rogers as his dream job. He developed Beats One, nurtured it along, launched it. It was the one part of Apple Music, I think, that gained the most positive critical attention, and now he's going 2 months after launch. It's very curious. He has another job lined up, but it does raise some questions about what the motivation may have been for his departure.
Yeah, no, this totally, I'm going to admit, it took me by surprise. I've spoken with Ian a lot over the years, both when he was at Beats and now that he's at Apple. I mean, he was the person who kind of gave me like my, you know, media walkthrough of Beats Music or of Apple Music, rather, right, 2 months ago, right when that launched. What does this tell us about the success or the failure of Beats One specifically, since that was the main area that he was kind of overseeing? He had a lot to do with Apple Music as a service, but particularly Beats One. Is there any conclusions we can kind of draw from this move one way or another about what it means for the future of Beats One?
It's unclear, really. I think that what stood out was that the launch of Apple Music didn't go particularly well. I don't know what your view was, but from our perspective, it was splashy, like a lot of Apple announcements. It didn't have the kind of the killer edge that a lot of previous Apple reveals had when Steve Jobs was CEO. Ian was, Beats One since then has been the standout aspect of the service, and that was Ian's baby, right? I mean, he's a music veteran. He has a pedigree with music and tech. As you guys say, he has a Next tattoo. Such was his sort of admiration and reverence for Steve Jobs and for Apple. So it really is quite puzzling that he would leave so soon after the launch of the service. And it's done really well. It's been very well received critically. I don't know how much you guys have listened to it, but it's a terrific.
It's fantastic.
Service. Yeah, the music is brilliant. It's eclectic. It does everything that Ian told us that Beats Music was going to do, be more personal, be curated. Yep. Yep. And then, alongside it, and it's free, alongside it, you have the paid Apple Music subscription service, which is a sort of gateway into that. And it's been pretty successful. I think Apple said 11 million people had signed up for free trials in the first month, which is a pretty decent number, given that Spotify has something like 75 million active users. So where Beats One goes from here, unclear. But it is the sort of, the shiniest, most positive aspect of the Apple Music launch to date.
Now, Ian Rogers isn't just a music person in general. His background suggests a certain type of desire throughout his career to integrate fans in new ways with the musicians and with the music and so on. For example, he used to run Topspin. Can you talk about what Topspin did and just a little bit more about his career before Apple?
Well, he was a terrific Wired interview with him from a couple of years ago, which I urge you all to look up. You can probably Google it somewhere, but it was pretty revealing. His three loves were his family, technology, and music. And he was coding. I think he comes from Indiana. Coding from quite an early stage, and a huge music fan, punk fan, Beastie Boys fan. He ended up doing a lot of work with the Beastie Boys, trying to help them develop a web presence, all before he started Topspin. The idea behind Topspin was to connect acts and talent with their fans wherever they were and help them get into other services, sell music, sell other merchandise, all that kind of stuff. And that got the attention of the Beats guys, of Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre. And when they were pulling Beats together before the Apple acquisition, Ian was one of the key hires. I mean, he came in, I think, a couple of years ago, and they put him in charge of the streaming service, and it was all him. Subsequent to that, Apple came in $3 billion and buys Beats. And they put Ian in this important role running Beats Radio. and now he's gone. So his, you know, music and technology, there aren't many other people around who have that kind of credibility and have that grounding in music and technology. He's one of them. And I'm told he's leaving to work in an unrelated industry. He's moving with his family to Europe. I heard he might be working for a luxury company. Not sure which one, but it's a big loss to music and it's a big loss to tech that he's going.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you had any idea what this industry was, but I agree with you completely. This is a huge loss to tech and to music and to Apple, I think. I mean, I've spoken with him many times over the years and have always really enjoyed him. And like you said, he's one of those few people that is truly at that intersection point of tech and music, which are two forces which are historically very diametrically opposed. I mean, he was part of a startup in the late 90s that was kind of doing, you know, was trying to make the Napster sort of thing, but legal, and doing a lot of things that YouTube and that streaming music and that Spotify, you know, is doing now, he was trying to do, you know, in the dial-up era. He's definitely has this great vision, and you know, he was running the iTunes music kind of rebuilt Beats music from Moog, you know, from the ground up. A lot of that became the underpinnings for Apple Music. So no, I totally agree with you. This is a big loss, I think, for tech and for music. I wish him the best of luck. But
he's credible too. You know, I mean, his music taste is kind of really out there. It's crazy, like punk hip hop, but very kind of edgy stuff. And I think he was involved in it. He's always stayed true to that. He's not a mainstream music guy by any sense, but he likes edgy music and he has a broad range of tastes. So yeah, it is a big loss for Apple.